Why a Wichita company believes in giving second chances. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a Wichita sculptor adds a little fantasy to Botanica's holiday glow.
If you go on around that hill and you walk to the other side, all of a sudden you'll see that it's this big ogre troll sleeping.
But first, for more than 130 years, the Mahaney Group has helped build Wichita. The roofing and construction company has worked on many local landmarks, like Wichita High School in 1923, now known as Wichita East. It also helped build the original University of Wichita Roundhouse in 1955. These days, the company is becoming known for its work in helping to build people as well. Over the last decade, the Mahaney Group has deliberately pursued a philosophy to assist employees who want to create a better life. Company President Damon Young says that includes employees who've hit a road bump and find themselves in need of a second chance.
We don't transform people. We create environments where people can take on the hard work of transforming and changing their own behavior. Another way to say that is we believe that the pillar of creating opportunities for others is contingent on people seeing themselves as the hero of their own story.
Victor Martinez has seen that story play out. He joined the company as a laborer 8 years ago after spending time in the military and then struggling to find a career path. Now he's superintendent of the company's service department.
I work with a guy that came in 2-3 years ago, having two different probations in two different cities, and we worked through all of that, got done with all the legal stuff, and we was able to promote him to be a foreman. I think that's really a good example of how Mahaney works. You know, we give him a chance and we try to better them as a person.
It's not hard to see the undercurrent of faith that runs through the company. Young once served as a youth pastor after getting his degree from Friends University, and he and his wife helped open a Christian-based coffee shop in Sedgwick.
I find my faith informing a lot of the things I do in the business world. And I think one of the things you'll see is in our values. We have put others first as one of our values. And I think that that's definitely a Christian value that I've brought into the work, is just to look at yourself as a leader and not know that the employees aren't there to serve you, that you're there to serve the employees. And then together, you're both there to serve the customers.
Young's been the public face of Mahaney since joining the company more than a decade ago. He's active with several business organizations in Wichita and across the state. Young says early in his career, he thought you needed to be stern to win, which he knows now isn't true.
I'm not saying you can't get results by being the tough guy. You probably can get some results. My question would be, are you going to have joy along the way? Are you going to create followers? Are you going to create other leaders? And so we really believe that statement's true, that leaders don't create followers, leaders create other leaders.
To read more about the Mahaney Group and its outlook on working with employees, go to KMUW.org. It's the first Friday in December, which means we get to talk about two things we like, the holidays and the arts. The Illuminations Holiday Lights Display at Botanica attracts thousands of visitors each year. It's also an opportunity to see the work of sculptor Connie Ernatt. KMEW's Torn Anderson talked with Ernatt about her three newest pieces at Botanica.
Botanica already has an existing bee house, but going on top of the roof is Ernatt's highest sculptural addition this year, a 13-foot-tall beehive.
So it's huge, and it is sitting right now kind of close to the bee house, but we are kind of finishing it all up. So the bee house is designed to look like a wood little stand. This little wood stand would be set out in the field, and this basket the hive is actually a basket, and it just sits upside down on this little stand. And so the house is designed to look like that, and so it has to have a big, giant beehive go on top of it, and then it's going to be craned up over the trees and placed on top of that building. So hopefully it'll get placed, you know, sometime during illuminations.
Last year's big draw at Botanica was the addition of the Koch Carousel Gardens. Arnett, along with her husband John, were tasked with restoring much of the carousel's adornment.
John and I worked on helping restore all the panels on it, and it was opened right before illuminations, so that became kind of the highlight of illuminations last year. I think over 30,000 people rode it during illuminations, which is kind of amazing.
Her most subtle sculptural addition this year is a bonus detail on the carousel.
We have added to that this year. We added the doves on top of it. So it has some doves that kind of look like they're holding up the tent top and flying around.
There's a new sliding hill for kids too, but the giant surprise is what's under that hill. Arnett's most dreamlike sculptural addition provides fantasy as well as a place for play.
We thought it would be really fun if there was something making that hill. And so when you first are walking into the Koch Carousel Gardens and you're walking up to the carousel, to your right you'll see this big hill, but you don't really see what's making the hill until you, if you go on around that hill and you walk to the other side, all of a sudden you'll see that it's this big ogre troll sleeping, and he's basically pulled up the turf and he's crawled in bed. But he's a mountain troll and all he does is sleep.
While you can see the troll from afar, the hill will not be open for sliding yet.
Hopefully it will be opening soon, hopefully. Hopefully COVID will calm down and we can get back at it.
That was KMUW's Torn Anderson. Illuminations runs through January 30th. You can see photos of Arnett's work at KMUW.org. And one last thing. There's some angst in town over the Wichita wind surge. Still rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? The team reportedly will drop from AAA baseball to AA this week. Truth is, AA is probably better. A team's best prospects typically reside in AA, and many will make the leap directly to the major leagues. AAA is filled with prospects, as well as a lot of suspects. This all might sound like inside baseball, but after a summer without baseball, won't it be nice to take in a game in our new stadium, regardless of who's on first? Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.